Now, another new trend in looking at these lower risk patients, the patients with node negative tumors, is the question of, do they all really need chemotherapy? And there's a lot of controversy about that. And one of the tools that's come along to try to help sort through that decision is the Oncotype DX assay, which is used in women who have node negative ER positive tumors. Is that something that you're utilizing in your practice?
We have utilized it. We don't do it routinely, but we certainly have utilized it. I think it's certainly a very interesting part of all the pieces to put together to see where you go. And there have been extremes of cases that I have heard of where someone with a very small subcentimeter tumor who you would look at and say, well, they don't really probably need chemotherapy, but because of other maybe pathological features go on to have the testing done, and indeed they have a high recurrence score, and so this person all of a sudden now needs chemotherapy, and whereas the opposite can happen as well. So I think in those questionable cases, and it gives, I think, for people that don't need the chemotherapy, because it depends on the person, but a lot of patients will come in and say, you know, hit me with everything you have. If it's 12 drugs, I'm going to take 12 drugs. And you have the other patient who says, I don't want anything.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of challenging as an oncology professional to sort of help people be rational and do things that are in their own interest and not things that might harm them. And one of the things that is interesting are these patients, as you say, who want to be treated. Maybe even if the treatment, like statistically, maybe is going to reduce the recurrence rate 1 or 2%, and therefore 98% of these patients don't even need the treatment, yet they still want it. Do you think that that sort of is a rational mindset? Is this something that's hard for us who don't have cancer to understand, or do you think these people are just acting irrationally out of fear?
I think we cannot understand it until we were sitting on that other side of the desk. We all say at work, if any of us got cancer, we would take everything. But then if we were really sitting there, would we do it? I don't think we would. I would hope we would be a little more rational, look at the data and the statistics. But yeah, I mean, I think that there certainly is a group of people who want to have everything, even if it's a 1% advantage.